How will Leeds United and Burnley fare back in Premier League? BBC Sport, date modified 2025-04-22T13:55:14.407Z, description: BBC Sport looks at how Leeds United and Burnley might fare next season, on their Premier League returns. Can Burnley and Leeds survive in Premier League? Image source: Getty Images. Image caption: Leeds and Burnley both sealed promotion on Easter Monday. Emlyn Begley, BBC Sport journalist, published 1 hour ago. 206 comments. Leeds and Burnley have sealed their places in the Premier League with 2 games to spare. Both could yet end the season on exactly 100 points, yet will be immediately tipped for relegation next season. For the Clarets, it is an immediate bounce back, while the Whites took 2 years to secure their top flight return. Both clubs' managers have similar records in English football management, with 3 promotions from the Championship, but 0 seasons of actually staying up in the Premier League. So how will they fare back in the top flight? The past 2 seasons have shown they will have their work cut out. 6 moments that mattered as Leeds won promotion, published 18 hours ago. We board our way to the Premier League, Brownhill, published 17 hours ago. Leeds and Burnley promoted to the Premier League. Reaction and Phil McNulty Q&A. Can Parker learn from company mistake? This video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Media caption: Parker hugely proud of Burnley promotion. Burnley's last season in the Premier League was under Vincent Kompany. They had cruised their way to promotion, playing attractive football. But they continued trying to play like that in the Premier League and it did not work. Well, it worked for Kompany, who was hired as Bayern Munich manager at the end of the season, but not for the Clarets, who went down. However, this promotion campaign has been very different. It was based on a solid defense, conceding only 15 goals in 44 league games so far. They are on a club record 31-game unbeaten league run. Manager Scott Parker had previously won promotion with Fulham and Bournemouth. His record in the Championship is 3 promotions from 3 seasons. In his 2.5 years with Fulham, they were relegated from the Premier League twice, and promoted in between. At Bournemouth, he got them promoted in his first season in charge but left just weeks into the following season, after a 9-0 loss to Liverpool. Former Clarets defender Michael Duff told BBC Radio 5 Live, "There are going to be tough times next season for Parker. He's proven that he's a good manager, and he's not going to become a bad manager in 3 or 4 games. Former England goalkeeper Joe Hart, who played for Burnley from 2018 to 2020, added, "There is no way he is going to come away from that defensive strategy next season, absolutely no way, especially after what he has seen in the last 2 seasons from newly promoted sides." Can Farke ever compare to Bielsa? Daniel Farke has managed something only Marcelo Bielsa has done with Leeds since 1990, winning promotion to the top flight. The German led Norwich to promotion from the Championship twice, but they went straight back down the first time and he was sacked in the November of the second Premier League campaign. They have more points than they did in their 2019-20 Championship title-winning campaign under Bielsa, 93. Having lost in last season's playoff final. But no manager will ever compare to the iconic Argentine Bielsa, who was sacked 18 months into his Premier League stint, to Leeds fans. Former Leeds striker Jermaine Beckford said, "When you've got players such as Archie Gray, Jorginho Rutter and Crescencio Somerville, 3 key players leaving last summer, after missing out in the playoffs, who would have foreseen the overturn in fortunes? The players that came in, man for man, may not have been as good individually as the players that left. But what they did bring was unity and team spirit. We've scored more goals, conceded less goals, we've got more points than under Bielsa. It's phenomenal, but those stats do get overlooked because Daniel Farke is not Marcelo Bielsa. How do promoted teams usually do? This video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser." Media caption: Monday Night Club, how will Leeds and Burnley cope in the Premier League? Leeds and Burnley will hope they can buck the new trend of promoted teams going straight back down. Only once between the Premier League's foundation in 1992-93 and 2022-23 had all the promoted teams gone straight back down. But it is set to happen for the second season in a row now. Last season it was Sheffield United, Luton and Burnley. This season Leicester and Southampton are down and Ipswich will join them soon. Not only that but, barring a huge turnaround in the final few weeks, they will be the two lowest ever points totals for three relegated teams. It used to be more common for no promoted teams to go back down, happening four times. Hart added, I think fans are going to have to get on board that their teams are going to be looking to grind out results, earn their status in the Premier League. I think it has been shown over the last two seasons what an impressive league this is, and you really have to be squeaky clean if you want to play that sort of football, because you will get picked apart and hurt. One thing hindering promoted clubs is the profit and sustainability rules, PSR, which punishes clubs which post losses of more than £105 million over a three-year reporting cycle. Burnley Chief Finance Officer Sasha Riazansafe told BBC Sport, a promotion to the Premier League has the obvious positive impact of the higher broadcasting and commercial revenues, yet, Burnley will have one of the lowest revenues. Player wages is the best predictor of on-the-pitch performance in the Premier League. In 2024, the average wages of the three promoted clubs were five times lower than the average for the top three clubs, and half of the average of the seven clubs immediately below them. Such disparity means that it has become increasingly difficult for newly promoted sides to stay up, and clubs need to find a way to outsmart the opposition, as outspending them is just not a viable option. Is this the worst bottom three in Premier League history, published March 9, the Premier League's worst bottom three ever, published May 19, 2024, are their current players good enough? This video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Media caption, Joe Hart on goalkeepers Meslier and Trafford, Leeds have been more impressive going forward this season, with Burnley more impressive at the back. Dan James, Joe Roden, and Ethan Ampadu look capable of coping with the step up, said BBC Radio Leeds reporter Adam Pope of the Wales Internationals. Winger James has played in the Premier League with Leeds, Manchester United and Fulham and centre-back Roden, also 27, has been there with Tottenham. Captain Ampadu, aged just 24, has already played in the top flights in England, Germany and Italy. There is an argument to suggest Ayo Tanaka, Jadon Bogle and Willian Anto could follow suit, with the latter pair having had 74 appearances between them in the Premier League already, added Pope. Joel Pirro has the quality to finish at the top level, if not the pace required. Dutch forward Pirro is the championship's top scorer with 19 goals, including four in Monday's 6-0 win over Stoke. The man who has dominated headlines for Burnley this season has been England under-21 goalkeeper James Trafford. He has kept 28 clean sheets in 43 championship games, including a run of 12 in a row, conceding 15 goals, one every 258 minutes. Last season he had conceded 62 goals in 28 Premier League games, with only two clean sheets. Former Clarets keeper Hart said, I love him. He is so confident and charismatic. He really believes in himself and I know for a fact he has been working hard on his physical development. He will be at the centre of plenty of activity this summer. Ex-Clarets winger Glenn Little, who is BBC Radio Lancashire's summer riser, says their centre-backs, who like Trafford are both 22, have been their best two players. I'd have Maxime Estive as the player of the season and CJ Egan-Reilly right behind him. The defence have been really good, he said. Will they have money to spend this summer? Both clubs are owned by Americans, with investment from people linked to American football. ALK Capital LLC has majority control of Burnley, with Alan Pace the chairman. Former NFL player JJ Watt is a minority stakeholder in the club. Leeds are owned by the San Francisco 49ers Enterprises Group, with investors including American golfers Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas. Red Bull has a minority stake in the club. Leeds reporter Pope said, I expect Daniel Farke will be backed by the owners, unlike his time post-winning two titles at Norwich City. Financially, Leeds United are in as solid a position as I can recall. The one concern is that the club has £142 million to fork out in unpaid transfer fees, but the profit from the sales of Crescencio Somerville, Archie Gray, and Jorginho Rutter will offset some of that. Burnley's owners have a decision to make. 2 summers ago they spent a fortune and got relegated with 24 points. A couple of years ago they shocked everyone, said Little. They spent about £100 million. It was a disaster. It didn't work. Will they rein it in a bit this time and go for more experienced Premier League players? Or will they take the money and say it's a young team, shall we go with it and see how we get on? The one thing they didn't do last time, which was a mistake, was they didn't sign a proper centre forward. This time around, hopefully they've learned their lesson there. That would be my first business. What information do we collect from this quiz? Related topics: Burnley Premier League Championship Football, Leeds United. More on this story, listen to the latest Football Daily podcast, get football news sent straight to your phone, published January 31st. Comments cannot be loaded. To load comments, you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. View comments. 206. Top stories, live. Saka's injury, nothing serious. Arteta's Arsenal news conference latest. 7,416 viewing, 7.4k viewing, live. World Snooker Championship 2025, live text. 33,430 viewing, 33k viewing. Manchester United interested in Wolves' Kuna, published 5 hours ago. Elsewhere on the BBC, Chris Packham explores the world's worst mass extinction, the fight to save the planet's most endangered ecosystems. David Attenborough shares the amazing wonders of the planet, the scientists trying to save the world with technology. Elsewhere in sport, can Burnley and Leeds survive in Premier League? Who has made Troy's Premier League team of the week? Inside 934 days of Eubank Ben bitterness and chaos, England trio among Wisden cricketers of the year. The 2030 Solheim Cup needs a host. Is it England's time? It must be amazing to get a standing ovation from the Man Utd fans. Video: it must be amazing to get a standing ovation from the Man Utd fans. Eubank v Ben, all you need to know. 5 teams separated by 3 points, race for Europe is intensifying. I felt BBC wanted me to leave match of the day, says Lineker. Saudi horrible and 2025 looking painful. Hamilton, superstar Alexander Arnold's unbelievable left foot half volley.